This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
Last week, President Donald Trump hinted at negotiations for a potentially major economic development project in southeastern Wisconsin. Media reports in the wake of Trump's speech revealed that the Chinese tech firm Foxconn is considering Kenosha County for a massive U.S. factory with potentially thousands of jobs.
But residents of one Pennsylvania community would urge Wisconsinites to be wary of such announcements. It's been hoping for a Foxconn factory for 4 years. This spring, Washington Post reporter Todd Frankel covered the story of a $30 million plant that never was in Harrisburg.
Frankel joined Lake Effect contributor Katie Kokel on the phone to talk about the similarities between the long-sought Pennsylvania factory and the company's dance with Wisconsin officials.
Yeah, so Foxconn came there and they had this sort of big announcement and pulling in state leaders and local leaders, and they said they were going to hire a whole bunch of workers and start this plant in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And, you know, there was all this talk about looking for a site, and you know, everyone's looking around trying to find out where this is going to happen. And it was interesting, though, they generated lots of headlines and lots of attention when it was first announced. And then it sort of petered out from the news. It's almost like forgotten. And then you fast forward, but 4 years later, and went back and looked at it and tried to see what had happened. And, well, nothing had happened. It's like one of those things where it just sort of all this to do, and then it just disappeared.
Right. And so while you were investigating these plans for the Washington Post, you actually visited the existing office in Pennsylvania. What did you find there?
Yeah, so the Foxconn office was in this old factory, a brick factory on the edge of town. You know, and they had a small 30 or 50 person office there, but the plan was to hire 300 to 500 people there and start building these sort of semiconductor parts. And that never came to fruition. But again, they just don't check up on this. You know, they sort of, everyone, politicians, you know, they love the ribbon cutting. They like the, you know, big oversized check ceremonies. And they got that out of it. But no one had gone back to even look to see whether this had been carried through. And it hadn't. There was no sign of any development there.
So considering your work in Pennsylvania, do you see any resemblance to the comments that President Trump made last week in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of a free lunch sort of thing to say that, you know, this is going to be happening at some point. You know, and it happens a lot, and I'm not sure that President Trump actually stands out. I think presidents and politicians like to do these sort of things. But it is up to, you know, local politicians, local residents, and the local media to sort of hold their feet to the fire and see that these things actually come through. It was very clear early on in this Foxconn deal in 2013 that there was nothing was going to happen. If you check the Secretary of State's registries, you know, there was no new businesses, there was no permits pulled for construction. And, you know, no one just had bothered to look back to see what was going on. And so, yeah, you always have to be skeptical of when these announcements come out because they generate tons of headlines and lots of attention, but follow-through is the difficult part.
Well, and as you mentioned, you said President Trump is not the first politician to kind of go along with this. In your article, you discuss how these promises by tech companies like Foxconn and Intel appeal to politicians. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and it's not even just a U.S. phenomenon. It's an international phenomenon as well. But with Foxconn, you know, in 2014, the year after they made their announcement in Harrisburg, they actually also talked about deals happening in Colorado and Arizona, and we went back and looked, and nothing had happened there. Internationally, Foxconn had promised to invest $1 billion in Indonesia. Went back and looked at that. There was nothing there. Sort of a pattern there. Foxconn especially has a reputation within the tech community. Not for lying. I think it's more just being almost overly optimistic about things and announcing these investments. And, you know, locals take these quite seriously. Oh, $5 billion is coming in here. You know, that's a big deal. We're expanding our, you know, all sorts of jobs are coming, but nothing ever happens. And it's not just Foxconn. You know, Intel has also made some of these promises and other groups. And it's one of these things, again, where it gets everyone's hopes up. But, you know, if we go back and look, very rarely does it actually come through as advertised.
So then what is the point of making announcements like these?
Hey, lots of good headlines, you know, the day after, you know, and it gives you something to brag about. And, you know, it's not, I don't think the politicians or the company officials are actually lying. You know, it's quite difficult to announce that you're going to do this grand ambitious plans. And there's all these like asterisks, you know, in your head, like, well, if interest rates don't go up, if, you know, I get the right land for the right amount, if, you know, XYZ happens. So there's all these factors that you can't take into account. But what you want to do, though, is generate some excitement when you're opening a factory and, you know, I'm bringing 500 jobs here, rather than announcing, well, I'm going to maybe start with 10 jobs and we'll see where it goes. People just want to sort of impress others with the big eye-popping numbers. And at the end of the day, though, it doesn't usually work out that way.
Right. So then this is kind of shifting a little bit, shifting the conversation to something that many people are finding is an important thing to consider in Foxconn. There have been some pretty big human rights concerns reported with their business practices in the recent years, most notably the anti-suicide nets installed at the Foxconn plant in China. Based on your reporting, what do you make of those allegations and the company's fizzled plans to expand to the States?
Yeah, Foxconn has had a lot of trouble with that, especially with their manufacturing in China. But I do think those are sort of things that happen in China, quite frankly. Here in the U.S., you know, they'll have to face the same labor standards that everyone else would. So I don't think those are the problems, although it does show you where Foxconn's attention is, which is not perhaps on worker safety or on the workers themselves. It's on, you know, the bottom line. So, you know, actually, I did talk to some people who worked for Foxconn because they do have a small U.S. presence already. And actually, I heard good things about the company, you know, for what they do here in the U.S. But yeah, overseas, you know, in different countries, Foxconn does have a much shadier record.
So in that case, what do you believe the legacy in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to be surrounding the Foxconn plant?
You know, it was actually sort of interesting because I was talking to the Pennsylvania Department of Economic Development, and, you know, as recently as last December, so we're talking 3 years after the factory is supposed to have been built, they were still bragging about the facility as if it had been built.
No
the
way.
The investment had come, yeah. And I went back to them and I said, well, how can you, you know, this $30 million investment never happened. And they just, like anyone else, had not bothered to check. They just, you know, they just sort of assumed that it had taken place. So it just shows you, like, how, you know, just the follow-up is not there. No one's really paying attention. So for companies, it's sort of a free lunch for publicity reasons. You know, no one's going to ask us what happened to that factory, so why not announce it?
Right. No one's going to notice that it's still just a pile of dirt on the side of the freeway, I suppose.
Exactly.
Except for the people who thought that new jobs were coming to the area who found that there were none.
Yeah, and that was interesting, too, is talking to local officials, is they talked about, like, how they, you know, they spun their wheels and they were asking all these questions and trying to figure out what was going on, at least for the first few months. But like everyone else, they, too, just sort of forgot. So initially, there was all this worry and head shaking, you know, and perhaps actually what they should have done was, you know, raised a larger stink and drawn some more attention to it and gotten an answer from the company sooner. But yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how these notions persist.
Right. So I guess finally, if you were an economic advisor or developer in Wisconsin, what would you want to know about Foxconn after announcement of potential negotiations like we had last week here?
That's a great question. I see something in writing, right? You want to see that there's some sort of promise that they have to stand behind, you know, some sort of signing an economic letter of intent, or, you know, that they really are pulling the permits, you know, needed to show that they're doing what they said they're going to be doing. The problem is, though, at this early stage, there's very little you can do, you know, especially when they're not even announcing who the company is. You know, they're just sort of teasing it out there. And, in, you know, but following through with that, you know, the politicians are making this announcement to their constituents and residents, and they have a responsibility to follow through and let people know what happens to these things.
I really appreciate you being able to speak with me. I would not have even looked into these claims that President Trump made if your article hadn't been written, so I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, Don, I think it's awesome that you're following up on that, because the more people do this, you know, the more the accountability is out there. And, you know, like I said, politicians just love saying this stuff and no one pays attention
right.
to whether it happens. So it's good to raise these questions. It's awesome.
Right. Well, on a national level and a local level. I mean, the Washington
yeah.
Post is pretty much as national as it gets. And then for us to be able to follow up on a similar claim is interesting. When I saw that these other deals have been announced in India, Indonesia, Vietnam, Brazil, like that's a list of broken promises there. So hopefully more will come to light, I suppose.
Yeah, no, and it's great, at least on the local level, it's happening. Because I was kind of disappointed that, like, the press in Harrisburg, you know, read through the papers there.
Mm-hmm.
They had just sort of forgotten about it, you know. And then not dinging them necessarily. I mean, at least that these things come and go. But,
right.
yeah, it's very good to keep their people paying attention to this.
Right, especially people who are expecting jobs.
Entirely, yeah.
Right. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to speak with us. I really look forward to your work in the future.
Terrific. Thank you so much. It was good talking with you.
Todd Frankel is a business reporter with The Washington Post. He spoke with Lake Effect's Katie Kokel, and you can find a link to his story about Foxconn's once-planned Pennsylvania factory at WUWM.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.